In Congo, we have many challenges. The first one is the dimension of the country. The second, we may say that the number of armed groups, we have many armed groups. And unfortunately, the historical level of violence we have on the ground, with many violations against the civilians, imposing suffering to the population for a long, long time. And we have millions that suffer and died because of the conflicts for so long conflicts in Congo.
Could you tell us a bit about the cooperation between the Blue Helmets and the armed forces of the DRC?
It's very important, the key point, to have results. We need to work together, because together we are stronger, and we complement each other, and it's fundamental to have success in the mission, the work together, the local security force, the FARDC, and MONUSCO.
There was a notable victory against the M23 in the past, but there have been some recent tensions between the mission and the government about the FTLR. What is the current situation on that point?
M23 was the first big joint operation, MONUSCO and FARDC. And as a consequence, we have 2 years of peace in Goma, and we see at this moment one development, fantastic development in the city, because in consequence of the peace for 2 years, and we had more operations together. But the case of the FDLR is one case that we need to have a combination of political arrangements and military action. And then we need to work in these two fronts, the political and the military. And I hope that in short time we conciliate both sides.
Could you tell us about the reform of the security sector in the country?
It's possible to see that, at least in the area where we operate together with FARDC, they had one evolution in the behavior, in the performance on the grounds. But the security sector reform is much more, the dimension of security sector reform is much more than that. You have the justice, you have police, you have corrections, you have justice, and then it's one area that's not exactly only the military.
Besides the security reform, what are the main challenges you see the country facing in the near future?
The main challenge in Congo is the dimension. It's one of the huge country, maybe, I think, between the 10th or 11th biggest country in the world. And then everything in Congo is not easy because of this huge dimension of a very rich country.